Breaking up is hard to do.
Finally, he told me that he wasn't ready to get married.
The day before.
We're supposed to get married.
And when a breakup sounds more like true crime than a true love story, they come on The Breakup Breakdown to talk about it. We cover everything from lies.
Took me years to figure out what happened. The lies about having cancer.
To cheating.
His hand was up her skirt.
And everything in between.
I can't do this crazy throuple thing.
Hear the latest gossip from the couples you've never heard of.
Drama after drama after drama.
We break down this week's breakup only on The Breakup Breakdown podcast.
The Burt Show.
All right, The Burt Show, as you know, if you've listened for any time at all, is multidimensional. But the one thing we don't do well, accents.
And that's why we are about to do Accent Masterpiece Theater.
Now, Mo has established for years that while he does a lot of things great, the dude can rap, he can freestyle, he does stand-up comedy, he does podcasts, he does radio, he sucks at accents.
That is a fact. I'm horrible. I'm pretty bad. I can't do it.
And we found out yesterday that our new co-host, Abby, is equally as bad.
I might be worse.
This is from yesterday.
So after King Charles is crowned midway through the ceremony, Prince William is going to kneel before his father, King Charles, this is every father's dream, and place his hands between the hands of the king and say, I, William, Prince of Wales, pledge my loyalty to you and faith and truth, and I will bear unto you as your liege man of life and limb, so help me God. And then one day I will play Prince William on the crown.
I didn't think that we could find somebody that could do accents worse than you, Mo, but we might have to have an accent off.
Oh, no, I think she got me. That's why I ain't saying nothing.
Admittedly, I'm absolutely terrible at accents.
Brilliant. Tomorrow we'll have a masterpiece theater.
Absolutely. Hence, it was born.
Yes, it was born. So for this masterpiece theater, I will be your narrator. Bert.
Yes.
You will be playing Queen Consort Camilla.
Cheerio.
Okay. Cassie, you have been given the coveted role of King Charles. Now, Mo and Abby, I will be throwing it to you for the remainder of the accents. We have quite a few here, as this is the day of the king's coronation, a lot of dignitaries. So are we ready?
We are so ready.
It's the day King Charles has been waiting for his entire life.
Wait, you don't have to do an accent?
No, I wrote it.
That's how this works.
There's power in writing, man.
His coronation to officially become King of England. It's a who's who of dignitaries to witness this moment in history. King Charles?
Camilla, can you believe all the people who are here?
Of course, Charles. You call it a big deal, my smoochie.
Prince William, played by Abby.
Yo, Pops, how soon before you kick the bucket so I can become king?
Prince Harry, played by Mo.
You are Keely in Ted Lasso. It's beautiful.
Real cool, that. Real cool having.
Oh, boy.
Your coronation, the same day as my son's birthday.
What y'all want, man?
Is that Irish?
No, I don't know what it is.
No, that is a resident of that's Wakanda.
Yes. Okay.
You got William, Prince of Wales, and Harry, Prince of Wakanda.
All right. Michael D. Higgins of Ireland, played by Abby.
Top of the morning, Harry. Pretty messed up that Megan isn't here. Your memoir was something else.
She can't read when she does accents either.
I'm pretty sure that was Moira from...
Oh, it was?
From That Creek.
You can say Schitt's Creek.
You can say Schitt's Creek.
I didn't want to stop, use the dumb button, and then you lose my accent.
Okay. Hamza Yousaf of Scotland, played by Mo.
Yeah.
That's so different than the first one. Wow.
Yeah. I'm working through it as I go.
That part about your frozen Taja had me rolling.
Wow. What? Why does it sound like your phone connection is bad?
Because I can't do it. I mean, where can you say this?
What range we all have.
I know. All right. King Charles.
Hey. Oi. Today is about me, not my son's Taja.
Anthony Albanese of Australia, played by Abby.
Come on, Chuck. Nobody cares about you, mate. They only care about what's going on with your kids and their wives.
I'm pretty sure that was the first one.
Yeah. That was English. She channeled her Prince William again. All right, here we have Elizabeth Bourne of France, played by Mo.
I know I am.
This is your French accent?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Spill the... Oh, the English tea, Charlie.
I just want to hug you. I just want to come over there and hug you.
Oh, I'm at rock bottom.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Here is Olaf Scholz of Germany, played by Abby.
I don't want tea. I need a beer. What? It's stuffy as hell in here.
What?
Why do the English have to be so uptight about these ceremonies?
What universe are we in right now?
Probably the Marvel Cinematic one, because this is not real life.
All right, here we go. Cruising to Italy. Here's Georgia Maloney of Italy, played by Mo. Oh,
God bless.
Yeah, Olaf. I snuck a flask in. I agree. This family doesn't know how to party.
That's your Italian accent.
That's all I got.
All right. There's only one left, right?
Thank God.
I think our narrator's off the rails.
Who's the woman that did the Call Me Now?
Miss Cleo.
Yeah, I think Miss Cleo just entered the chat.
I feel like I could do her.
Mm-hmm. And here we go, lastly. Here's Ulf Kristersson of Sweden, played by Abby.
I'm just here to meet Megan. I'm a huge suits fan. Does anybody know where she is?
Insane.
Good Lord.
We're going to get canceled in Sweden. No, we're getting canceled here.
The Burt Show.
This is the podcast equivalent of Drinks with Your Best Mom Friends, if your best mom friends just happen to be therapists. Introducing Honest Women with Andrea Berkley
and Jessica Hutchison. We know another therapy podcast,
but it's not the whole be more, do better rotating panel of experts thing. 30 minutes, no filter, and the deep knowledge that no matter what you're going through, you are not alone.
Listen to Honest Women on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.